the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price producing for me this evening, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. It's always a pleasure to talk with my next guest on a variety of topics. Tonight it's about the Lansing School Board. We're going out on the phone to Shirley Rogers, who's the newly elected president of the Lansing School Board. Good evening, Shirley.
Good evening, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to be with us this evening.
Well, thank you very much for asking me.
Congratulations
on your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Cheryl, you and I have known each other and crossed paths many times over the years, and in both of us wearing different hats, haven't we?
Yes, we have, and I have to say it's been a delight. Almost 20 years, I would think.
Okay, we're not gonna play that game, are we?
Sure we are. We're proud of our age as women.
You know what? At this point, the fact I'm still standing, let's just, you know, I'm with you on that one. I really am.
I'm very proud of my age.
I am, too. I'm just not willing to tell it all the time.
Well, that's true.
Very good. Now, I think this, in a lot of ways, I think this is a good news story. What we're talking about is the headline that 19 people have applied for the Lansing School Board seat that was vacated by Hugh Clark. When he received an appointment to the bench. And I think this is good news for the Lansing School District. It bodes well that there are that many people interested in being a part of this process. How do you take it?
Well, to be very honest with you, I was quite surprised at the number. I figured that we would have interest, but I had no idea it would be so high. And I am just gratified that the public has stepped forward to say, in my view, that education is important, and they want to help out our district and our students and our community. So I was just very pleased at the overwhelming number of people that want to be considered for this seat.
What was also interesting to me is the variety of folks. In the Lansing State Journal article, it listed those who want to, you know, be up for the position, and the headline read, was interesting, from a Lansing Community College student to a Cooley Law professor. It really covers the gamut, doesn't it, of experience?
It absolutely does. A number of them are people that have been involved with the district for a number of years and have volunteered on committees. There are people from the areas of law, business, legislative, public relations. I mean, just every area that you would think you would want to have on your board. We have an opportunity now to get a new, fresh perspective. There were parents. I was very gratified to see parents. People who have children who are currently in the district, people whose children are out of the district, but they still live in the district. They're still committed to the district. And so it's just overwhelming, quite actually. But it's wonderful, wonderful to see, and I'm very, very pleased.
Now, how long will they be in this seat, and when would they run for re-election?
Well, Mr. Clark's term would have been up at December this year anyway, so that the person that we appoint will fill out his term, which will be through December 31, 2011. However, this is also an election year for the board, and filing deadline should be in August with an election in November.
Aha. And just to clarify for folks, this is an unpaid position, isn't it?
Oh, it is unpaid. Absolutely. Unpaid. We occasionally get a meal, you know, and, you know, we don't do any mileage reimbursement or anything. It is a totally unpaid position.
So if you're in it, you're hopefully in it for the right reasons, because there are a lot of meetings and a lot of homework to do.
There are a lot of meetings. As a matter of fact, I have homework to do this evening because I have 19 resumes to read, because we begin interviews Tuesday night. Oh, that's tomorrow. Yes, we interview tomorrow, and we will be interviewing on Wednesday, and we will be interviewing 9 candidates each night. So we have to be prepared to ask questions and listen to what the candidates have to say. And so, yes, I have homework this evening, as a matter of fact.
Well, I appreciate even more you taking a few minutes with me then. And when is the end date? When do you have to have, by you know, rules, this seat filled?
Well, according to statute, we have 30 days after Mr. Clark's resignation. And he resigned December 20th, I believe. And so we have to make the appointment on or before January 19th.
And who is doing the interview? Is it a group from within the school board, or is it everybody?
The entire board will be interviewing, because the entire board will need to make the decision about who the replacement is going to be. And so there really isn't any way that you could have, you know, just say three or four of us do the interviews and then bring a recommendation back. I think it should be a participatory process. I think everybody's views should be taken into consideration. And I think that as a board, we will come together and try to pick the best candidate that we can.
I find it interesting that you're now the president of the school board. I happen to know you're a person who gets things done, and I think it's no accident you're there in these times. It's a difficult time budget-wise, and there are a lot of challenges for any school board. Is the budget your biggest or one of the biggest for certain?
I think in these times, it isn't so much the budget as much as it is declining revenues from the state with property values, you know, in decline. We get revenue from that, and we're not expecting as much as we would normally get from that. And so while money is a primary concern that we have, for me, the real issue is, with the money that we have, how do we provide the best education we can for the children of Lansing? And so that means spending the money you have wisely. And so as we look at things this year, one of the things we're going to have to look at is, can we continue to support the number of facilities that we have? And if we decide that we can't, how do we do it in a way that does not impact the quality of education? We have some great programs in the Lansing School District. We have programs that have shown that children learn and children perform at a high level. And so our struggle is going to be trying to balance the facilities, keep the programs, and make a district-wide decision on how best to use the dollars that we have. And for me, that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you just across the board cut 20% from everybody, because that way you have the potential of impacting the good things that you're doing. And so it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a struggle. But I think the board is up to the task.
Very good. Is everything pretty much on the table? And in your, you know, like every budget, trying to cut the fat, as you said, without cutting what's most important to the kids.
Well, everything has to be on the table. Some of the projections for revenue for education, nobody is giving us any more money. I mean, that is absolutely clear. And Lansing has, at a minimum, projected deficit for this next year of about $11 million. And when you're talking that kind of money, that means you have to look at everything. And you have to make sure you're functioning in a very cost-effective manner. We have cut facilities and programs over the years. And at a certain point, you cut, and then you don't have quality in anything. And so our struggle is going to be retaining the quality that we have and being able to put forth the best opportunities for children with the dollars that we have.
I have always, in my experiences with you, when you've been in positions at the head of the table in meetings I've attended, you're all about listening to the public when they come. I assume that will follow you in your role as president of the school board.
Well, absolutely, because quite frankly, we have nine people on the board, and each of us bring different strengths to our respective roles. And we have to make the ultimate decision. However, it is still the community's school district. And we have a responsibility to put forth a school district in the image that the community would like for it to be. So for me, I don't know what everybody thinks. My colleagues don't know what everybody thinks. However, we can get out to the public and we can ask the public, what do you like? What do you dislike? What would you like to see? How do you want your school district to be? And I've been lobbying for that kind of activity to occur since I've been on the board. We've had some community meetings. I haven't always liked the way they've been handled because we don't spend a lot of time listening. We spend a lot of time presenting what we think ought to happen. And I believe in dialogue, and I believe in listening to people. So hopefully I'll be able to persuade my colleagues and persuade our administration that in these times, with the decisions that we're going to have to make, we need to have the public support in whatever those decisions are.
Very good.
I think the best way you get people to understand and support is to talk to them, to listen to them, to give them an opportunity to state their perspective. And I've found, or I believe I've found, in whatever venue I've been, as long as people feel that you have provided them an opportunity to participate, they may not agree with whatever your ultimate decision is, but if they understand how you got to that decision, they may not like it, but at least they understand it. And that's very important for me.
It is, and I know that from experience. Well, Shirley, good luck to you in your task as president of the Lansing School Board, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
Well, I would love to talk to you again, and thank you for inviting me to your Friends program. I feel very special.
Well, you are. We will talk with you again very soon, and good luck with the interviews, and we'll be talking with you perhaps after the new board member is seated.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you very much. Shirley Rogers, president of the Lansing School Board. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.